And
now, what do you mean by drawing room?
Well, I think a drawing room as just a magnificent sitting room.
Mm-hmm.
And so, consequently, there's no, in my mind, there's no difference. Except that when I hear the word parlor, I do think of a Victorian house.
Okay. So then that was a parlor, even though you didn't call it a parlor,
yes, it was
right?
a parlor, even though we didn't call it a parlor. But I do think of a Victorian house when I think of a parlor with heavy plush furnishings and the like.
Now, the porch, did you just call it the porch?
Or we just called it the porch. In many of the old houses, it was called a veranda, but we never did.
Is there any difference between porch and veranda?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Would there be a different name if it went all the
way
around?
I think the veranda really went all the way around, rather than just on the front. So that there was a difference between porch and, I suppose, and veranda. And then stoop, which was sort of just a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in recent times, portico has...
What's
you
that?
Know, being, it's being used. It's primarily a smaller type porch.
Is it the same as stoop, or is it different?
It's more elaborate than stoop.
Oh, all right.
It's a little bit more elaborate than a stoop.
Do you know the term gallery?
Yes.
For a porch?
No, I don't know the term gallery for a porch.
Okay.
Is
this used in some parts of the country? I don't know if it's used here
I see.
Or not.
When we thought of gallery, we thought in terms of... the second level in an auditorium.
Okay.
Like churches had galleries, or except that they were called balconies in many instances.
What would you call a porch on the second floor?
It was just called an upstairs porch.
Okay. You wouldn't call it a balcony?
When we thought of a house that had a balcony, it was actually a balcony, a box type thing that was not very large. Many of the houses did have balconies.
How does that differ from an upstairs porch?
The upstairs porch was full. Or if it was not completely full, it was fairly large.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
So the balcony is just a little thing sticking out?
The balcony was just a little thing sticking out.
Okay.
In reference to a house. Except that on the inside, it was another thing. That was called a balcony. If you after you went up the steps, if you had an area where you still had a banister, even though there might have been rooms going off of it, if it were an open area, for the most part, I think it was called a balcony.
Was there one in this house?
No, there was not one in this house. When you got to the top, you were on the second level.
Well, still on the porch,
which were primarily just bedrooms.
Was this porch, you said it had columns, it had a roof, I guess, then?
Yes.
What would you call a porch that didn't have a roof?
An open porch.
Mm-hmm.
It was just called an called an open porch.
Okay, well, let's continue. What other rooms have we got?
Oh, and then, of course, that was the living room. Then there was sort of a sitting room. It was... Well, I guess that might have been a parlor, but we didn't call it a parlor.
What's the difference between a sitting room and a living room?
The sitting room was less formal.
All right.
So that it had a sitting room. And then, of course, there was a dining room and the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any other names for kitchen?
Of course, there are names like galley. For kitchen, but we simply always call a kitchen a kitchen.
Do people ever say galley for a kitchen in a house? That's
but in a house,
on
no.
A boat rather,
I think on a boat. I suppose that it's not called anything in a house but a kitchen.
Did you ever see one that was separate from the main house?
I have not seen one in earlier years. I did when I went to Williamsburg.
Oh,
you know, many of those...